There are always get a child at the end of your hit if you want to actually have a Christmas hit or tune. Isn't that right, Katie Grimerson? Gone very quiet in Birmingham, hasn't she? You know, she should say yes, or why weren't you playing Slade or Motorhead or etc. Are you there, Katie?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. Now, you've listened to part of the show. Any thoughts on what you've been listening to online so far? Do you wish you were here, you know, with the party team, getting on down, so to speak?
I do miss in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, well, you do. It's a whole easy. Jane Southall, director of the Lincolnshire Events Centre and the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. Originally, we thought, well, if she follows in the footsteps of past directors, you know, she's just going to do a phone link, would be a miracle if we get more than 5 or 10 minutes, etc. No, she's already smashed the record now of previous directors of the show by actually being in the studio and for 73 English minutes. Fantastic. Genius stuff, you know, just rocking and rolling. 7,200 seconds will be passing through. And Jane, your task now is to convince Katie, who, as we just said, is a lass from Birmingham, doing her first year at the University of Lincoln, doing very well, reading American Studies, and really why, when we come to the end of the second term here, we approach the wonderful time of July, June, July, etc., she should really attend the Lincolnshire Show. My only question to lead off with, Katie, is have you ever been to the Lincolnshire Show?
No, I haven't.
Right. There you go.
Hi, Katie. Well, the reason why you have to come to the show, because it's a great day out or 2 days out. We've got lots of shopping. We have a mall, which is a shopping mall called the Muse. We've got, we have racing pigs, if you've never seen pigs racing. We've got the Knights
Those
of the Dance.
Those racing pigs are so phenomenal. It's unbelievable. The speed. Whoosh.
We've got the Knights of the Damned, which are jousters who are going in the main ring. We have marching bands. You have show jumping. We have livestock. We have a sports area. We have a food court. You can see cookery demonstrations. We have bands playing in certain areas. It's just a really good fun day.
Quite simply, Katie, it's the kind of experience, if you don't experience it whilst you're actually at Lincoln, you can never hold your head up in Birmingham ever again. You know, it is literally the reason for shifting from Birmingham to Lincoln, because despite the excitement of the bullring, and that German market you actually borrowed the idea from in terms of actually setting up your own Birmingham German market as opposed to the one that was shared with Neustadt and Weinstrasse, Lincoln's very own Christmas market. You know, the Lincolnshire Show is just unique in that.
No, it does sound interesting. I think I'll have to check it out.
You have to be here early, sort of 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, yeah, to make sure you get everything in, basically.
It's rather late, actually, Jane. I found when we're doing location reports, we really used to be on the showground for about 7 a.m. normally. You know, it's
yes,
important thing.
Well, the gates open at 8. I'm sure I can get you in if you come at 7.
Press, you see, press privileges. Karen knows all about that, etc. Very important. Karen, let's hand over to yourself, etc., because you're having it easy, really. I mean, Jane's just doing such a wonderful sort of role in this particular area. I can see now why you say she's lovely. She's just... Just wheel her on. Sort it out. It's just a joy. Any questions that you've got for Katie or any sort of other things you'd like to add in terms of why Katie should seriously consider making sure this is in her diary for 2012?
Well, I think if you've never been to a show before, that's every reason to go in the first place. But, I mean, do you like your food, Katie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, sadly I do too. Feeling the diet at the moment about it. But it's something that lots of people have become a lot more aware of recently about where their food comes from and everything. And obviously Lincolnshire feeds quite a large population in Britain, and we like to celebrate the fact that we're kind of at the top of that game and let everybody know what we excel at.
And I've got to ask you the question, Katie. I appreciate you might sort of think, I think I know that, but where does milk come from?
Cow.
Yeah, you see, sorted, you know. Yeah. A few months ago, she would have said, carton, supermarket. But no, you know, she's gone through American Icons and Images. She can answer that kind of question, as Jodie will attest to, although I didn't actually teach Jodie Icons and Images because I wasn't actually doing that module at the time. Jodie, any questions for Katie from yourself as somebody who is holding fire at the moment, basically, but you've kind of stepped you blazed the trail for the likes of Katie Grimerson to follow as far as American Studies at the University of Lincoln is concerned?
Well, yeah, I would like to hope so. Katie, how do you think your first year or your first semester at Lincoln's
term,
gone?
Term.
First
term. Semesters are so last year, please. You know,
I know.
We're in terms now.
No, I've enjoyed it. I think I've done better than I thought, and getting involved in this radio show has helped me a lot.
I'm glad to
it's
hear that.
Heartrending, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've enjoyed Alex's module.
You don't have to say that, you know. I mean, I like to feel I give a certain sort of pizzazz to the whole thing, but, you know, it's
I was watching Bonanza the other day.
Hey, you see, it's really... Sheila's sort of eyebrows are over there. Bonanza? Bonanza? Yes, with Hoss Cartwright and all, basically. Yeah, I know. It's genuine sort of happiness. It would be interesting to get the Cartwright family from the Ponderosa onto a Lincolnshire show. Obviously, it would be Four Coffins now, which wouldn't be the same, really, would it?
No, not the same appeal, really, wouldn't it?
But Knights of the Damned, I'm thinking, you know, Knights of the Damned, surely. I mean, I've seen those guys go, and they are pretty raucous, you know?
They've been in the countryside ring, because we have the main ring and the countryside ring, but we felt this year we'd showcase them in the main ring.
Main ring. They've been waiting for that for a long time.
They have.
Fair, you know, we've had to edit the bits out when they said, please, can you let us know? We'd let main ring. I said, I'll see what we can do. You know, it's just time. Work your way through that. It's important stuff. Sheila, any questions for Katie about life in Birmingham? Because I know that as a lass from Northern Ireland, Birmingham's probably a different world to you, the same way, you know?
Bull rings, yeah? Mm,
mm, yeah.
Mm, mm. Which one's the better?
What was that, sorry?
Bull rings.
Please, honestly. You know, she comes from Ghoul, what can I say? Straight away there. Yes, bull rings.
Yes, mm. Yes. The one in Birmingham or the one here, which is the better?
The one in Birmingham.
Wrong answer.
Is there a Lincoln bull ring? I mean, I wasn't aware that there was a Lincoln bull ring. No, no,
no.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sheila.
All right.
Loath though I am.
So that thing that I went round and round and round isn't the bull ring?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough.
It's a roundabout. Okay. Again, sorry, Katie. She is from Ghoul, you know, Viola, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's just important. Sometimes I just wonder, you know, Sheila and Patrick Moore on the same show, we could be all over the place. So I just don't know where we're going. Karen, let's see if you can actually do this. It is your first show in the studio. Would you like to throw those last two questions at Katie Grimason, please? Because obviously she's going to rush back to her computer and listen online to the remaining part with Graham Harper, who's actually going to be directing Casualty in the new year. Hopefully he's going to be live from his editing suite at this particular moment in time, and Phil Leonis in Los Angeles. So, Karen... Basically, has she had a reasonably interesting
time? Have you enjoyed your telephonic conversation with us this evening?
Yes, I've been really enjoyed it.
And will you be back with Siren FM in 2012?
Yeah, hopefully in the studio again.
Has your mum been listening as well online today?
I think she's listening now, actually.
Yeah, well, can we have a name check for Katie's mum? Because I think it's always important to keep the parents happy. It's very important. I mean, after all, they pay for these students to actually spend their time at university. It's a crucial thing for that sort of thing. So your mum's name once again is...
Sharon.
Jane, would you like to say hello, Sharon, in your guise as official director? I say chief executive officer, but you're the director of the Lincolnshire Events Centre and the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. Maybe invite Sharon to the Lincolnshire show next year. I don't know.
Yes, you're welcome to come to the show and bring Katie with you. Hi, Sharon. Happy Christmas.
That's wonderful. She's professional at that. It's seamless. Katie, we'll see you in 2012. Happy Christmas. All the very best to the Grimason family. And remember, it may seem grey and miserable in Birmingham, but Lincoln is not that far away, OK? Beacon, and we're always online, sirenonline.co.uk. We'll help you through the whole sequence. Don't worry.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, and a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Yes, I think they've actually finished now, so we can just actually go around and play.
Hi, I'm Graham Harper, and you're listening to Drive Time on Siren FM with Alex Lefchuk.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't quite get the midweek drive because obviously we hadn't rehearsed him sufficiently when he actually did that. But that's okay when he's working with Nickelodeon. It's a different line entirely. Graham, you're fresh from the editing suite at Nickelodeon. This year you've been doing Coronation Street, a whole heap of other things. 2012 brings you back to the joys of Casualty. Where are you at present?
I'm sitting in a room in a house, which is where I'm staying. Well, I'm up in Liverpool, opposite, very near where John Lennon used to live, and opposite Lime Pictures.
There you
go. Which is where I'm working.
Splendid. Now, it seems like only yesterday, long before you did 12 of the Doctor Who new series shows, or 11 or 12 of them, you were actually directing the part of Casualty where Jude was almost a goner, as far as I recall. Is that right?
Yes.
Let's just test the studio. Now, do we have any casualty fans in the sort of area? No. Sorry, we've got five folk here. I would have thought randomly we might have. But, Joy, I think it's fair to say you were particularly impressed with Graham's contribution to Coronation Street when you just happened to be watching The Street. And you say, oh.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, I was in the gym, Graham. Oh. I don't get the opportunity to watch it usually. But your name came up and I went, oh, Graham Harp, this will be a good episode.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Oh, very true. You know, in fact, you can almost say Graham Harper, the ideal director to direct shows when you're working out in the gym.
Absolutely.
It's a strap.
Yes, indeed.
It's outrageous from that point of view. So how's 2011 been for yourself, Graham? I mean, again, it seems to have been a non-stop sort of series of activities and fun things. That's what I said. In terms of that, you know, just bursting into that whole thing, we can do with that Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. Nice to know that his children are actually going into show business as well these days. But they are. It's still, who would have thought
it? Can they really?
Well, I suppose they could. They could actually go into exclusive hiding. But you know, maybe the talent is still there, and or maybe people actually say, sorry, you do not grab your middle parts as well as your dad did in any way, shape, or form. But still. Oh, I lost the whole thing there. So what sort of a year has it been for yourself?
It's been good. It's been absolutely smashing. And the series I'm just working on now is absolutely brilliant. It's really, really, really cool. Yeah, it's a good series. I'm saying it because it was a hard show to do. It's probably the hardest job I've ever done in my life. But the reward of how it looks and the way the performance has gone is absolutely stunning.
Now, let's just, because obviously, as I've often said when introducing in the past, it's easy to actually note the shows you haven't done than the ones that you have actually done in this particular area. So, you know, covering from, obviously, Coronation Street, EastEnders, Doctor Who, Spitting Image, The Royal, Heartbeat, and so on and so forth, etc. Nickelodeon, you do seem to have managed to balance this in between children's television, comedy, and drama, etc. Is it just, you every so often you say, I fancy doing a bit of a children's series now, let's actually go with this?
No, it's, I like working. I just enjoy working. When I don't want to do it anymore, I'm going to stop, obviously. But and it may stop before I even want to. I don't know. But while I'm being offered it, and it was offered by someone who I have worked with several times and came up through the BBC with, who is Ed Pugh. And Ed Pugh is the most wonderful producer and has been in children's drama for most of his life. Whereas I haven't. I just dip in and out. But he happened to ask me. He thought I might be interested in coming to do this one because it's real action-adventure and a really good mystery. And I'm only doing 10 episodes out of 90, but when you go, what, 90? It's 90 11-minute episodes, which they show kind of back-to-back as a half-hour show whenever they put it out, which will be in January, I suppose, every night. But so they kind of run through them very quickly. They put them out as kind of half hours, you know, 31 minutes or something.
We'll be talking in a few moments with Phil Learness, doing his second consecutive day here on the Midweek Drive. He's based in Los Angeles, and he's a director and film scholar and general all-round writer and good egg and fine solo. Actually presents the Chilpack Hollywood Hour every week with Dean Haglund. Now, Phil has actually revealed this week, and indeed in previous weeks, that the motion picture industry in America is in a state of crisis because nobody's going to see the movies. Any thoughts on this one, Graham? I mean, do you still go to see the movies?
I'm amazed, yes. Whenever I get home at weekends, we're off. We go to we usually every weekend go to the cinema. Not usually to see the blockbusters, often to go to I don't want to call it an art house, but where you see the smaller movies, which only get kind of distributed through a small group of cinemas.
Select.
They tend to be really good ones, really, really well thought out, and you know they've got money to be made because they didn't cost much, and the people thought it was a low investment in order to get some good return at some stage because they're so good, the scripts are good, and the actors are brilliant.
So have you actually seen Martin Scorsese's Hugo as yet?
No.
That's all right, that's too big, clearly.
No, I might do, but it's not something on the top of my list. But Tintin is.
And Tintin was pretty good, I felt, actually.
Oh, I loved it.
It was exciting.
Yeah,
I might dig out a theme tune just for yourself, Joy.
Someone said to me yesterday, who'd seen it, that they liked it, but they didn't know quite why wasn't it made with real actors, okay. You know, and actually in real skin.
Insurance, Graham, that's all.
And I said, because... Even Steven Spielberg cannot shoot, even at a fast ratio, the clever and wonderful things you can actually do with graphic art and computer computer use, you can do much clever, extraordinary, strange shots, which you could never achieve in reality. So that's part of the reason, I think.
So far, we've shared with Jane Southall. Correct, honestly, please, your pronunciation, get it sorted out. We've shared the work that she's been doing at the Lincolnshire Showground for over 5 years. She's now director of the Lincolnshire Event Centre and Agricultural Society.
Well, that's not big.
It is, actually. It's big, but it's not so massive that it's not perfectly formed. You know, that's the beauty of it. You know, you sort of come into it, it's joyous in its own way. And I know that we've often talked about getting on all our location reports and getting that eye for the whole thing, etc. Let's turn to yourself again, Jane. Why should Graham actually put a date in his diary to bring, you know, Bernadette and the family up to actually see it's only 126 miles away. He's been up to Lincoln before. He knows the sort of rationale, etc. If he's not sort of shooting movies and various other bits and pieces at the time, be a location reporter. Why should he actually join us and sort of come up to Lincoln next year?
What's the Lincolnshire Show? Again, because it's a great day out. There's lots happening. If you've got children, it's a great day out for children as well. There's lots to do, lots of entertainment. As I said before, we've got lots of shopping areas. We've got a food court with cookery demonstrations.
We'll take you in hand, Graham, don't worry. It'll be sorted through. We'll give you all those experiences, etc.
Like the food.
It's very good.
Well, it's all local. You know, we promote local produce and local food, etc. And there's lots happening.
I'm really pleased to have this opportunity, says Jane. It will be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it.
I am.
See, there you are.
I wish you lots of luck. I'm coming.
Yeah, see, good, thank you.
It's all sorted through there. Do you remember Sheila Jones, Graham?
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
She's kicking his body though,
wasn't it? It's always because Sheila sometimes says, "See, he won't remember me." I said, "Of course, it's the Graham Harper who does these kind of promos."
Hi, I'm Lucy Parham.
And I'm Graham Harper.
And when we're not working,
we listen to
Midweek Drive on
Siren FM.
Yeah, actually, hopefully Lucy's keeping well, actually, our wonderful concert pianist, etc. But
what's happened to her? Why haven't we not spoken to each other?
Be back with us in 2012. Fret not.
Hopefully she'll be doing well. She's brilliant.
Always. Crucial points from that sort of point of view. So, Sheila, any questions for Graham about life, the universe, differences in direction?
No, I was going to actually... You're in my home city. You're in Liverpool. How are you liking Liverpool?
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen Liverpool properly yet. Because our shelter has been so heavy, I've not had the chance or been too tired to start venturing. Because I'm in Childwall, yes. Mm. So I'm working and filming in Speak area. So I'm not really in the heart of it. Not that it's that far away. But I did go in 2 weeks ago in the evening. So I saw the shops at night, if you sort of mean. I didn't go shopping or whatever. Mm. Gosh, it's modernised, because the last time I went there was in 1985. That's the last time I came to Liverpool, you know, with a vengeance, actually, look. And it's so different. I mean, I was on the waterfront, which was being refurbished then, but now it's completely changed.
It has. I went back a little while ago, and it's just couldn't find my way. And if anybody gives you the chance, do go up and see the statues, the Andromotion statues up on the beach. They are absolutely fabulous. But just
sorry, which ones?
The statues that are in the on the Crosby
the
Beach. Crosby Beach. Yes.
Oh, I've been there.
Did you see them? Was the tide in or was the tide out?
The tide was out when I first went there, but we had a long walk from Formby, etc.
Right.
On the way back. Which is a long walk.
It is, yeah.
I was in, so I saw them up to their waist, not waist, up to their chest.
That
was brilliant. That's a brilliant sight.
And that's why they say, Sheila, of course, that Liverpool is the Lincoln of the Northwest, but with added water.
Keep trying, Alex. Keep trying.
You West Coast people, I don't know. I mean, it's East Coast, West Coast. I don't know where we're going on this particular area, etc. Graham, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self. We've still got to continue with remembrance of Yuletide's past. Any sort of thoughts or Christmas messages that you'd like to provide, at least for the sirenonline.co.uk listener and indeed the Siren 107.3 FM listener?
I wish you all, everyone, a really happy Christmas, and I hope you have a fabulous new year.
I think that says it all in so many marvellous ways. It's just filling up in all sorts of ways.
And Joy, Sheila, Jane, Jodie and Karen.
You see. Yeah, this is what makes him an award-winning director, you see. That's how he remembers his cast. Sorted through on that particular area.
Yeah, I failed miserably most times.
As Harlan Miller said in Better Homes and Gardens, I wish we could put up some of the Christmas spirit in jars and open a jar of it every month. Oh, what are those last two questions, Jodie?
Graham, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this evening?
Oh, I think we've had more than that. It's been very nice.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again in 2012?
I look forward to that.
Has it been life-changing, by the way, Graham? Because, I mean, you know, we've done these for over a quarter of a century in various ways. I like to feel that, you know, eventually we become these links do become life-changing, really. I mean, I had...
Would you put that on my coffee... Not coffee.
Listen, all right, it's time for the second...
You'll get a definite no.
We've worked with Sir Jimmy Savile, so it's time for Joy to tell her Jimmy Savile joke one...
Yes,
I think, you know, this is crucial. I'm sorry, Joy, but, you know, this is absolutely essential, so off you go. Remember, we've got people listening, so away you go.
Graham, had you heard that one of the pearly gates has come off its hinges?
No.
But don't worry, Jim will fix it.
They're just going crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, that's a bit...
Wow, that was a better response than before, wasn't
exactly.
it?
You see?
You're absolutely right, Joy.
Yeah. Onwards. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is